And our top story, we learned earlier this afternoon from UNC Athletics that there will be FC Series soccer coming back to Keenan Stadium this summer. English soccer champions Manchester City and Scottish side Celtic FC will play an exhibition match in Chapel Hill. It's going to be on July 23rd as part of that FC Series. Second straight summer that Keenan Stadium will host the FC Series after Chelsea and Wrexham played there last summer. Reports of $17 million of positive economic impact from that match last summer definitely impacted the series, the decision to bring it back. So once again, July 23rd, more FC Series soccer at Keenan Stadium. We can look forward to that grass coming back to the stadium as well. Looking now to some traffic and construction news. When construction crews broke ground on the Estes Drive connectivity project in spring 2022, the estimated completion date was summer 2023. Nearly a year past that initial goal, the town of Chapel Hill is now pointing toward the end of spring for when the extensive road work should be complete. And they're optimistic. They say there are few opportunities for delays that remain in the project. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell recently spoke with the Chapel Hill town manager who shared similar sentiments. Here's Brighton's report.
We're feeling pretty good about that project after some pretty significant delays, almost all of those related to things that we learn once you dig the road up.
Among the many projects Chapel Hill town manager Chris Blue and his staff are closely tracking, the Estes Drive connectivity project has been toward the top of the list. Perhaps, if for any reason, because the town has had to coordinate with more than a dozen major stakeholders who rely on the road and the land underneath it.
I think if you were going to point to a project that had the maximum number of involved stakeholders, that you couldn't point to something where that was more true than on the Estes Drive project.
North Carolina's Department of Transportation owns the road, and the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System has two campuses along North Estes Drive. Owasa, Duke Energy, and Dominion Energy all have utility lines that run under or beside the street. And in addition to that, internet and fiber companies like AT&T, Google, Spectrum, American Tower, and Segra all have infrastructure under the ground. Blue said the major reconstruction of the road to widen, install new sidewalks, and repave offered a chance to loop in those other stakeholders. Some were brought in to make sure their infrastructure was not damaged by the construction crews, while others used the opportunity to address repairs and upgrades to their lines. Involving all of those groups led to inevitable slowdowns, said the town manager. But, he added, it could prevent Estes Drive from being torn up again in the short term.
When you get in there and you find out there's a problem with this utility or this piece of infrastructure, you want to do it right. Now, that's an investment on the future and hopefully minimizes the number of times that we'll need to dig it back up going forward. So, you know, these delays have been frustrating for sure, but they've also been necessary to getting a quality project.
That long-term gain has certainly resulted in short-term pain for the hundreds of Chapel Hill residents who live near the road and have seen their lives affected by prolonged construction. Here's Blue.
So many folks have said, I can't get deliveries to my door. People don't know how to get here. A company coming over and they're concerned about the detours. We get it and we cannot imagine how frustrating that must be. And the end is near. And once done, that's going to be a much safer corridor for people to use. Traffic flow is going to be enhanced. Folks on bikes and pushing strollers and walking their dogs and jogging are going to be in a location that's going to be much safer for them.
Estes Drive is just one of several concurrent projects in Chapel Hill that are not only high profile, but also long running. Right next to Estes is the Booth Park project, formerly known as the Aura Chapel Hill neighborhood. And the town government has another major project downtown, the East Rosemary parking deck. Blue acknowledged that with overlapping ventures and timelines that span years, construction can feel never ending to some community members.
So it's hard to get away from these projects, and that's not lost on us. On the other hand, taking the long view, these are all things that are going to help our community be more accessible for everyone, safer for everyone. And so we thank folks for their patience and know that at least with respect to those projects, the end is in sight, and we're just as excited as you are.
This week, Chapel Hill community members will see continued work on new curbs and gutters along the south side of Estes Drive, as well as concrete and asphalt installations for sidewalks along the road. But before long, the construction vehicles will be gone, The road will have two-way traffic again, and new infrastructure will offer safer ways to travel along North Estes Drive. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Thank you, Brighton. You can find a print version of that story by visiting chapelboro.com. Looking to local government now, the Orange County Commissioners meet at 7 o'clock tonight. They'll have a public hearing about development plans on Millhouse Road. Carborough Town Council also meets at 7. They'll discuss plans for a crisis diversion facility in Orange County. They'll also discuss plans to transform the UNC rail line into a multimodal greenway with some residential and commercial development. You can find the links to both agendas and the rest of the week's local government meeting schedule at chapelboro.com. Turning to some climate news now, Ashley Ward is the director of the Heat Policy Innovation Hub at Duke's Nicholas Institute. She recently participated in the Aspen Ideas Climate Conference in South Florida. She spoke with 97.9 The Hill about the purpose of the conference and one of the more memorable innovations she saw there.
The purpose of Aspen Climate Ideas is to bring together people from all different sectors. There's a lot of tech development here, private sector and industry that are trying to play their part and figure out how their technology and innovation can help solve the climate crisis. One of the surprising things that I learned about is there's a whole team out of California who's using CRISPR, the genome editing tool, to edit the genetics of microbes in cows' guts to reduce methane emissions. And they're projecting that it would reduce methane emissions by like 80%. So what they would do is give cows these oral treatments, and it would intervene in the early stages of digestion, you know, the new kind of microbes that would reduce methane emissions.
Ashley Ward speaking there. You can find the full conversation and all the other Climate Thursday conversations in the News on the Hill section of chapelboro.com. Finally, we got some restaurant news from Pittsburgh. The Zaxby's is preparing to open on Monday, and that'll be in the new shopping center near Northwood High School with the recently opened Lowe's Foods. Again, Zaxby's in Pittsburgh opening officially on Monday, March 25th. Time now for sports. We'll start by talking basketball because it is NCAA tournament week after all. Not a lot in the way of tournament news, but we got some fun RJ Davis news as he was named to the first team All-American by the Associated Press. First Tar Heel to get that honor since Justin Jackson back in 2017. Davis did it in style, led the UNC in scoring with 21.4 points per game, three-point shooting at 40.6%. and an astounding 87.3% from the charity stripe this season. Also second on the team in steals and assists. So a very complete season of guard play from one RJ Davis, and rewarded as being recognized as one of the top five players in the country, first team All-American. Obviously also leading Carolina to the regular season ACC title, and also the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, where they still await their opponent, as Howard and Wagner will face off tonight in Dayton, and the winner will face UNC on Thursday at 2:30. We'll have that game for you here on 97.9 The Hill. Elsewhere in sports, UNC tennis star Reese Brantmeyer filing an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA for their rules barring student-athletes from participating in outside competitions with prize money. You may remember the Fiona Crawley situation at the U.S. Open, where she won, I think, over $80,000, but couldn't collect it because that would have made her ineligible to participate on the college level. So we'll see how that plays out, see if any other athletes sign on to that lawsuit as well. Looking to football now, today's the first day of spring practice for the UNC football team. Tar Heels coming off an 8-5 season, and they've got a lot of key pieces to replace, most notably NFL-bound quarterback Drake May. But there are three players on the team who are embroiled in legal trouble stemming from a deadly car crash in Chapel Hill this past winter: Travis Shaw, Zach Rice, and Malachi Hamrick. Here's what head coach Mack Brown had to say about those players on Monday and where the program goes from here.
We had three guys that got misdemeanors that is going through the legal process right now. It's the first time something's come up like that. We can investigate it. We've always done that. We've stayed out of it. It's not our place. We'll let the legal process take its course, and then what we will do is is obviously they'll have consequences with a disciplinary action within our program. But they will be involved in spring practice, and we're disappointed anytime any of our guys get mentioned in something that is against the law with a misdemeanor. But we've had the best record in the country of anybody, and I'm really, really proud of those guys and disappointed in the three that are being questioned, but that'll work itself out.
UNC football head coach Mack Brown speaking there on the legal issues facing three of his players after a deadly car crash in Chapel Hill. Turning to baseball now, Diamond Heels back in action in Chapel Hill after a tough weekend set at Miami where they lost 2 of 3. They'll be hosting UNCW out at Bosch Amher Stadium tonight. First pitch at 6 o'clock. Also got UNC Divers in the national championships this month. On the women's side, Aranza Vasquez Montaño will defend her NCAA title in the 1 and 3 meter springboard. That's going to be this weekend in Georgia. Meanwhile, next weekend in Indianapolis, two divers, Alex Hart and Rodolfo Vasquez Montaño, will compete in the men's 3 meter springboard. So good luck to those Tar Heel athletes. Also got women's golf competing in Hawaii. They are in second place at the end of 2 rounds in a tournament there. Round 3 set to begin later today.